This is Jasmine, a floor supervisor. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling y'all because I had an unauthorized payment to my account for $39.99 from y'all, an unauthorized charge to my Venmo card for $39.99.
Okay, what's your name and your mailing address or your email address?
My name is Jessica Arsenault. My email is jessbates3@yahoo.com.
What's the last four of the card that was charged?
Let me find my purse. My purse out here. I think it's 6775. It is 6775.
Okay. And you say your name is Jessica?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's that mailing address, ma'am?
309 Summer Cove, Pascagoula, Mississippi.
Okay. So I do have that account showing on March 22nd, you paid $5.74 for a Hunter dash cam. Do you recall that?
That's what he was saying, and no, ma'am, I don't.
Okay, so could it have been anyone in your household who could have done it without your knowledge?
No, ma'am, it's just me, and I'm the only one that has the card.
Okay, so we just have to let you know that all cases of fraud are forwarded over for a pending investigation. False claims or fraudulent charges will result into a penalty, such as a fine, as long as you're sure no one else in your household placed the original order for the shipping and handling. We can proceed with that fraud claim.
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay. So, let's see. It was a charge of $39.99 on the 22nd. So we can go ahead and void that charge out for you. They asked that you would allow 3 to 5 business days to see that credited back on your statement.
Okay. I'm trying to hear what she's saying. Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist with?
No, I would just like to get my money back because I didn't make any of those charges.
Okay. Well, yes, we did go ahead and get that processed for you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great night.
Thank you.